Communications International Corporation contractor, working with the disability and health team at the CDC. And my presentation today is on cervical and breast cancer screening rates among women with disabilities in the United States using data from 2006. And this is pretty timely given that last month was Disability Awareness Month and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I also want to acknowledge Brian and Joanne Theory, who's in the audience. They are co-investigators on this project. Some background information. Breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in women and one of the leading causes of cancer death, along with lung and colorectal cancer, as Brian mentioned. Each year in the United States, over 11,000 women are diagnosed with cervical cancer. We estimate that there are 20 to 29 million women with disabilities in the United States, and these women are as likely as women without disabilities to develop either breast or cervical cancer. That said, research has shown that women with disabilities are less likely to receive preventive care services, such as mammograms or Pap tests, that could detect these cancers at an early stage, which is concerning since early detection leads to better prognosis, reduced morbidity, reduced mortality. For example, in 2000, Izonian colleagues reported that after adjusting for demographics and healthcare access, women with severe mobility or major mobility problems were 40% less likely to receive mammograms and 30% less likely to receive Pap tests. We also have talked about in previous presentations the barriers that women with adults with disabilities experience to healthcare, and women are no different. They inaccessible examination rooms and clinics, being unable to be in the proper position for a mammogram, lack of transportation, etc. In addition, women and doctors, women with disabilities, have a perception that they either won't develop cancer or they'll die before they develop cancer. That has been one study has reported that belief. So in an effort to increase screening rates in the nation in general, the Healthy People 2010 has included two goals for breast and cervical cancer screening. Objective 311B sets the target for women over 18 who have received a Pap test in the past 3 years at 90%, and Objective 313 sets the target for women over 40 who have received a mammogram in the previous 2 years at 70%. Furthermore, Healthy People 2010 also seeks to reduce health disparities among groups, and including people with disabilities. Healthy People 2010 sets its objective targets based on national data, and while we have national and state-level data on breast and cervical cancer screening for women in general, to date there's been no state-level surveillance for women with disabilities, and that basically was our motivation to address this knowledge gap, since health promotion efforts typically occur at the state level, and without knowing surveillance at this point, we don't know if we're fully addressing women's healthcare needs, women with disabilities. So we used 2006 BRFSS data. That year, all 50 states participated, and as did the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. We ran bivariate descriptive analyses using Sudan to account for the complex survey design, and we included sampling weights to infer the national population, state-level populations. We age-adjusted using the 2000 U.S. Census to allow for state-by-state comparisons. Our key outcomes for women over 40 years, we wanted to know the percentage who had received a mammogram within the previous 2 years. And for all women, all adult women, we wanted to know the percent who had received a clinical breast exam in the past year and a Pap test within the past 3 years. This was based on recommended guidelines and the Healthy People 2010 objectives. Our case definition of disability was based on the disability screener questions in the BRFSS, which were, do you have an activity limitation from physical, mental, or emotional problems, and do you use special equipment because of a health problem? respondents that answered yes to either question were considered to have a disability in our analysis. So out of 217,000 women who were over 18, they responded in 2006, and over 165,000 women over 40 were included in our sample population. From that, we estimate that over 1 in 5 adult women in the United States have a disability, and nearly 1 in 3 women over 40 in the United States have a disability. And these results are consistent with previous estimates. So we looked at the percent of women who had had a mammogram within the previous 2 years, and we found that an average of 72.4% of women with disability received a mammogram as recommended, compared with 76.4% of women without a disability. In 20 states, women with disabilities were significantly less likely to receive mammograms. And there are some selected states there that you can see the state-level differences. As you can see, they range, like Texas is 70.4% versus 70.8%, so it's less than a 1% difference. But then Alabama, the difference is almost 9%, 70.9% versus 79.6%. Women with disabilities, there are a higher percentage of women with disabilities who receive mammograms in Minnesota and Puerto Rico, but they were not significantly more likely to receive mammograms in those states. Here's a map indicating the state-level differences in receipt of mammograms, broken into quartiles. It ranges, the lowest quartile has a negative percentage at negative 1.6. Again, those are the two states that women with disabilities were more likely, but that difference is not significant. So it goes from minus 1.6 to 8.7, which is Alabama. The blue asterisk indicates significant disparities in those states, and as you can see, it's very highly clustered in the southeast and also in the New England states. Next, we looked at receipt of a clinical breast exam within the previous year, and we found that almost 60% of women with a disability had received a clinical breast exam, compared with over 65% of women without a disability. In 26 states, the proportion of women with disabilities who received a clinical breast exam was significantly less than that of women without disabilities. And again, the same states are profiled here, so you can get a feel for the state-level differences. Arizona and Minnesota had higher screening rates among women with disabilities, but again, the difference was not significant. And again, the differences are mapped out with the darker orange indicating the greater disparity. And as you can see, the Southeast, again, had the greatest disparities in screening rates, as did New England, but you'll notice there's a trend through the center of the country from North Dakota directly south into Texas, where there is significant disparities in screening rates, as there is along the Pacific coast from Washington down through Nevada and California. Finally, we looked at receipt of a Pap test within the previous three years. 81% of women with disabilities had received a Pap test, compared with 84% of women without disabilities, and no state reached the Healthy People 2010 recommended target of 90% for either women with disabilities or women without disabilities. And again, you can see selected states and the state-level differences. Unlike the breast cancer screening, there was not considerable clustering geographically. It's kind of all over the place with respect to state-level disparities. Again, some of the southeastern states had significant disparities, in North Dakota, again, in Oregon, but it was not nearly as, there wasn't nearly this noticeable pattern as there was with the breast cancer screening. Some limitations to our analysis was being that it's a BRFSS and is a telephone survey, we included only non-institutionalized women who lived in households with a landline telephone. So as Brian mentioned, we may have either underestimated the prevalence or overestimated. Again, because it was self-reported data, we have no way of validating any of the women's reports. We have no information on the severity of disability. To date, there's no question on the BRFSS that asks about severity. Data were cross-sectional, so we can't infer any causality between breast cancer or cervical cancer and disability and corresponding screenings. And finally, we looked at three components of women's health, which were two measures of breast cancer screening and then cervical cancer screening. But these are not comprehensive measures of a woman's health. There's a lot more to an individual woman's health than just cancer screening. So in conclusion, this is the first report of state-level estimates of health screenings for women with disabilities. We found significant disparities in breast and cervical cancer screenings for women with disabilities compared to women without. And future work should use a multivariate analysis to control for the potentially confounding covariates such as race or socioeconomic status, which may explain some of the disparity that we observed. And if you have any questions, my contact information is lwolf@cdc.gov, or you can speak with me after.